Nicky Hopkins may be the most famous rock and roll musician you've never heard of. His distinctive piano playing is all over the music of some of the top bands in history. Here, he's leading off the song Blues Deluxe for the Jeff Beck Group, but he also played on 14 Rolling Stones albums, plus some of the best-known songs by The Kinks and The Who. Nicky Hopkins was just 50 when he died in 1994 after a lifetime of health issues, including Crohn's disease and substance abuse. But the British musician Julian Dawson brings him back to life in a new biography. It's called And on Piano, Nicky Hopkins, The Extraordinary Life of Rock's Greatest Session Man. Julian Dawson joins us from the BBC studio in Bristol in England. Julian, welcome to Here and Now.
It's a pleasure to be with you.
So, make your case. You've called Nicky Hopkins rock's greatest session man. Why is that?
The discography alone in Nicky's biography is 20 pages, over 300 albums, and I think the reason he's so important is because nobody else worked at that incredibly high level of quality and across so many different areas of music, including names like Ella Fitzgerald, Julio Iglesias, Willie Nelson. It's an incredible box of music that Nicky got through in his lifetime, in his short life.
Well, let's listen to a little bit of that music and talk about some of those songs, especially some of those that are really well known. Here's Jealous Guy by John Lennon. Let's listen.
What is apparent on a beautiful ballad like that one is that Nicky was trained classically when he was a kid. He showed a natural talent at age 3, and he was his local piano lessons led to be a very rare scholarship at the Royal Academy of Music. So he had all that classical training and may well have gone on to be a classical pianist. Unfortunately, his sister brought home a couple of rock and roll records, Jerry Lee Lewis and Little Richard, when he was 15. And that was the end of the classical training. And he had this amazing ability to channel American piano stars, Boogie and New Orleans and Memphis and Nashville. Klaus Voormann, a wonderful bass player who played on so many sessions with Nicky, said he was a classical pianist with rock and roll fingers. That says it all.
And he was a big part of the Rolling Stones and a lot of their classic songs. And some of them you can really hear his contributions. Let's listen to this one. And this song, of course, is Angie by the Rolling Stones off Goat's Head Soup, and lovely piano in this song. There's also Beggar's Banquet. This song is called No Expectations. Why do you think that Nicky Hopkins works so well in all of these different styles and with all of these different bands?
So many musicians I spoke to, including Pete Townsend and Steve Miller, commented on the fact that he always found this magical place in between the guitars and the bass and the drums. Not always putting in something that would be an outstanding part, but something that would be immediately missing if you took it away. And I think Angie was an example of a song where one could really say on the credit for the song, it might not have said just Jagger Richards, it might have said Jagger Richards Hopkins for the amount that he contributed to so much of the music.
You wrote that Nicky Hopkins considered some of his best work to be with The Who.
That's right.
Here's the song, The Song Is Over, from Who's Next.
Who's next?
would he not want to be in one of these bands?
He did join bands on occasion. He was a member of the Jeff Beck group. Jeff Beck's offer brought him over to the States. His very first US gig was on stage at the Fillmore East in New York. He played with the Jefferson Airplane at Woodstock. He joined Quicksilver Messenger Service. He played with Steve Miller. He played with the New Riders, with Jerry Garcia. Wherever Nicky was, it quickly got around that he was there, and people would call.
You mentioned some major groups that Nicky was involved with, but we didn't mention the Beatles yet and Revolution. And this song is one in which Nicky Hopkins really cuts loose with his solo, but it's a bit different from the other songs where he seems a little bit more controlled. Let's listen.
Managed to get the receipt from EMI for that session. So he's playing with the most famous group in the world. He got paid £6.10.
Oh my gosh. And when was that?
That was in 1968.
Wow. Let's listen to a little bit of another song that will also help tell us some of your personal story with Nicky Hopkins. Let's listen to You're Listening Now.
It must have been a silent place without a soul around. The morning sunlight creeping in, a clock the only sound.
Now, Julian, you've described this song, You're Listening Now, as something that was channeled rather than written. Can you explain?
In 1994, I was signed to a major record label, and I was about to do a record in Woodstock. And a few days before I left, my dad died. And I wanted to write a song for my dad, who listened to a lot of classical music, but no pop music at all, including mine. And when, through an extremely complex set of unlikely circumstances, I met Nicky Hopkins, he gave me the music that we just heard as a cassette, and I found that the words that I'd been sort of thinking up to honor my dad wrote themselves almost. I had about 12 minutes and wrote down a complete lyric, and that's only happened to me twice in 36 years of being a professional songwriter. Nicky's enormous gift to me was that, and to be able to record it with him was a great, great privilege. It was actually his last session while he was alive that went on record. That's what led me to this idea that this incredible story should be told. And it was clear that nobody else would do it.
Well, musician Julian Dawson's book is And on Piano, Nicky Hopkins, The Extraordinary Life of Rock's Greatest Session Man. Julian, thanks very much for being with us.
I really appreciate the help.
And I know you're out there somewhere, and you're listening now.
Here and Now is a production of WBUR Boston in association with the BBC World Service and PRI. I'm Deborah Becker. Please join us again. Here and Now.
Before you had to go, and why that heart stopped beating, I'll never know. A strong and silent deep